This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 76, Do It For Yourself. So I'm reading a book now called Sorted, The Good Psychopath's Guide to Bossing Your Life. A very interesting book. It was recommended to me by my brother, Ilya. And the first thing that stands out is who wrote the book. And the authors are Kevin Dutton and Andy McNab. So Kevin Dutton is a psychologist. And Andy McNab is kind of like the opposite thing of a professional psychologist that you can think of. He's a ex-member of the SAS, which is a secret air service, the British Special Forces. And a very acclaimed member of the SAS, participated in many operations. And now he's retired from the SAS and he's become an entrepreneur and helps people succeed in what they do. And so they got together and wrote this book. And there's a lot of interesting banter between them, how they describe how they communicate with each other. It's really funny. And so he's like a very straightforward guy and shoots straight for the mark. And whereas Kevin Dutton, he explains things from a psychological point of view, psychological perspective. So it's interesting to see that dynamic between them. And they give a lot of tips on how to exactly that, how to boss your life or how to get in control or be in control of your life and take charge. For instance, one of the quotes from Andy McNab is, you should only do, like in any kind of teamwork project, you should do only one of three things, lead, follow, or get out of the way. It's pretty straightforward, right? It's pretty abrupt and blunt. Like you either lead, you either follow, you get out of the way and you don't mess up the project for others. The concept that resonated with me the most in this first part of the book that I've read and which I wanted to share with you today is the concept of who you're doing it for. So Andy gives this example of him going and joining the SAS. And you can think of lots of reasons for somebody to join something as cool as a SAS, to prove to others that they're strong, or to impress somebody, or to then have that on your resume, or to then show that off to your friend. And what he says is very fundamental, and this example is so great because it demonstrates the point, is that where you need to understand when you're deciding to do something big, you need to understand who are you doing it for. Are you doing it for yourself, or are you doing it for others, for some other reason which is not yourself? And if you're taking on something big and challenging and you're not doing it for yourself, then you're doing it for the wrong reasons. And the SAS example is very good because he says that let's imagine that you're going to join the SAS and you're doing that not for yourself, not because you really, really want it, but rather to impress other people or impress somebody in your life. Well, the thing is that right when you come up with that idea and maybe when you just joined the SAS, that's your thoughts. You're thinking, yes, I'm going to succeed. I'm going to impress somebody or others. But then at some point it'll get so hard, it's because the training they have to go through in the Secret Air Service in most secret services is extreme. It's just extreme. It's very demanding on your health, on your mental state, on your physical state. And at some point it's going to get so, so hard that you're not going to care about others. You're not going to want to impress others anymore. And if that was the only reason you were doing it in the first place, you're going to give up. You're going to just say, oh, I don't care about that reason anymore. Just let me out of here. I'm done. And you're going to give up, and that's pretty much it. And so that's a very extreme example, but it's very telling. It's very true that pretty much with anything, if you're doing it for the wrong reasons, then as soon as it becomes extremely hard or extremely challenging or demanding, and those reasons are no longer relevant to you in that new light, they're no longer relevant, it's going to be much easier to give up and much easier to stop pursuing what you're pursuing. So, and with that, he says, do only the things that you really want to do and that you know you're going to stick with, you're going to go ahead, go through with, even if you know, even if things become very, very difficult. And yeah, so you can portray that into your own careers, into your own life. So I'm sure if you think about it, you'll come up with examples in life when you've both, you've done it both ways. You've done something for yourself because you really, really wanted it, and you've done something for the wrong reasons. And if you compare those, like personally, I have lots of examples of both. And when you compare those, you kind of see this advice in action. And hopefully now going forward, knowing this, or you'll, whenever you're taking something on, especially when it's something very big and that's going to take a lot of time, is going to be challenging, whether it's in your career, in your life, in your personal life, in other areas, think about who are you doing it for ultimately? Who are you doing? What are the reasons why you're doing it? And if things get extremely challenging and difficult, are you going to stick through with your choice, with your decision to go ahead and do this? So hopefully that was insightful, some interesting ideas. Check out the book. It's called Sorted, The Good Psychopath's Guide to Bossing Your Life, How to Win Your Everyday Battles. Very interesting book, lots of tips. I'm sure you'll like it. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Until then, happy analyzing.